Mario Ritter Jr.
Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. An Israeli official says the military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. The pullout was part of the ceasefire, and Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and key mediator Egypt. The official says Israeli forces needed to remain in the so-called Philadelphia Corridor on the Gaza side of the border with Egypt to prevent weapons smuggling. The official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of four hostages in exchange for over 600 Palestinian prisoners, the last planned exchange the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend. Tony Vardy, a British citizen, hopes there is a new phase of the ceasefire or the current can continue.
I know there are some political difficulties with moving to the next phase and what it implies, but at the moment it's a tragic situation for everyone. It's tragic for the hostages, the families of the hostages, but it's also tragic for the Palestinians who are suffering so much at the moment as well.
Israel was supposed to begin withdrawing on Saturday, the last day of the first phase, and complete it within 8 days. In a statement on Thursday, Hamas said the only way for Israel to secure the release of dozens of hostages still held in Gaza was through negotiations and adhering to the ceasefire agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu instructed his negotiation delegation to depart for Cairo on Thursday to continue Gaza ceasefire talks. Dozens of people were reportedly injured after an explosion at a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in eastern Congo. Video and photos shared on social media on Thursday show a crowd fleeing the meeting in Bukavu in panic and bloodied bodies on the ground. Leaders of the M23 rebel group were meeting residents when the explosion occurred in the central part of Bukavu. There were no immediate official details on casualties. M23 rebels have swept through the region, seizing key cities and killing some 300.